be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, at daybreak on the first day of the week, the women who had come from Galilee with Jesus took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were puzzling over this, behold, two men in dazzling garments appeared to them. They were terrified and bowed their faces to the ground. They said to them, "Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but he has been raised. Remember what he said to you while he was still in Galilee, that the Son of Man must be handed over to sinners and be crucified and rise on the third day." And they remembered his words. Then they returned from the tomb and announced all these things to the 11 and to all the others. The women were Mary Magdalene, Joanna, and Mary, the mother of James. The others who accompanied them also told this to the apostles. But their story seemed like nonsense, and they did not believe them. But Peter got up and ran to the tomb, bent down and saw the burial clothes alone. Then he went home, amazed at what had happened. The Gospel of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
Please be seated. At this time in our liturgy, we dedicate a brief amount of time for some homiletic reflection, since the liturgy itself is a very eloquent and transforming homily, and therefore the words which I have to share to somehow enrich the moment will be somewhat brief. We celebrate in a special way our baptism tonight and the journey of those who have come among us to become part of our community. It's a journey in community. Some of them are baptized and others are not baptized. We have catechumens and we have candidates. The teaching of the whole journey of the rite of Christian initiation of adults is to convince us that God was always with us. And now we are in a discovery of a new awareness of God's guiding presence, the enriching infinite love of God in our lives. And that's the journey, and it's meant to summon each of us to begin to look at the journey of life and see God is always with us. We are called into creation to celebrate the presence of God in the journey of life. In a special way, we celebrate our baptism tonight. The waters which we will use for baptism come from many places. Some have brought water from Lourdes tonight, water from the River Jordan. We have water that one person brought from the Huntington Hospital because that was the place of birth. And tonight, it's new birth. One person collected water from a mosque, and then from a synagogue, and then from a Christian church, and put the waters together, and they are part of our baptismal waters tonight. And these waters represent the journey of life. They represent the best and the most difficult times we have in life, for then we are called to remember our baptism, to live our baptism. And so when we bless ourselves tonight, after those who will be baptized have shared the ritual, each of us will come to the font of life, the baptismal waters that represent the whole journey of life. We will bless ourselves with this water to make a new statement of our identity as a disciples of Jesus Christ, called into a covenant through baptism. And therefore, it's a night of great life. It means that wherever we gather to celebrate the Easter day tomorrow, we will be people of life. We will remember that we belong to the covenant in which we are called to share in the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Let that be our prayer, our renewed awareness. Let that be the source and the summit of our celebration of our own baptismal identity tonight. Amen.